scalpy rod, and I couldn't see it hiding in her. So I'm here with Lewis Watson. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, thank you.
We're here on the third night of your tour, is that right?
Yes, the third.
How have the first two shows been?
Amazing. We went to Portsmouth for night one, and we were in Brighton last night, and it was great. This is the first time in a while that we've done a full UK tour with the band, and we have a new member, and it's just gone like a dream so far.
So you've toured before. Do you have a city on this tour that you're looking forward to most?
It's tough, really, because I find that every city is different in a kind of very small way. I find that, like, London with tonight, you know, people try to be really cool, and so they don't dance or anything, and they just stand and listen, which is nice sometimes, honestly, because it means that they are listening. But, you know, like last night, Brighton, people just tend to be a lot more free, and, you know, people were dancing and singing along, and it was so much fun. And so I always look forward to Brighton. We're playing Oxford, which is my hometown, so I'm really looking forward to Oxford as well. A lot of my friends and family will be there, which is great. But London for me is a big one. It will be nothing if we don't find our way back.
Find our way back to forever. The album Midnight comes out tomorrow, the 24th. I was listening to the songs that have come off, and they have quite a big sound compared to The Morning. So what inspired this change in the sound?
I think I've just grown up, and I think musically and lyrically I've matured, and I think that this album is an evolution of The Morning, you know, and I hope that people don't listen to it and get put off by the sound, you know, and think that it's a massive difference or a massive change in sound, because that's not the case, you know. I'm definitely not making different music. I just think that Midnight is just an evolution of The Morning, and that's why I chose to call it Midnight, and all the artwork and everything is just tried to be an evolution of The Morning. I was very conscious in making those decisions, so yeah, it's a bit bigger, but there are some, you know, there are plenty of very close personal songs on Midnight as well. There's a song, track 8, which is called Run, which was recorded in one take. You know, I press record, I walk into the room, and I play to a couple of microphones, and so I'm certainly not, you know, running away from my acoustic past. No way, you know, I'm still tipping my cap to it, and you know, there are plenty of songs on the album that I think are reminiscent of The Morning. When your hair spills light on my shoulders, and your eyes wide emerald green,
you are the love. So you mentioned the song Run that's on the album. Other than the songs that have come out to fans already, which one are you most excited about people hearing?
I don't know, it's tough. I guess that's like picking a favorite child or something. We revisited an old song that I'd originally put out as a demo with the first album, with the deluxe version of the first album, called LA Song. It's a very different spin on the song that I really love that version, and I can't wait for people to discover that song, because I think it's quite a different sound. But you're hiding in the shallows, and you come running. When you're out, so deep the water. This one's called Midnight because actually the secret track on this album is called Midnight as well, so it's a little tip of the cap to album one. But also, as I said, I want it to be seen as a real evolution from the first record, and I think that I tried to do that in as many ways as possible. My name's Lewis Watson, and my album Midnight is out now.